they have, but I think the last few moments have certainly favoured Argyle. They've been the more offensive side, and good to see the midfield players supporting the attackers and in fact getting ahead of the attackers to put the pressure on the Rochdale defence. So although it's still one apiece, the balance at this stage is definitely favouring Argyle.
Wotton with the corner then for the Pilgrims. 10 minutes to go. High one towards the back post. Coughlin. No! Graham Coughlin's done it! Plymouth Argyle are in the lead! Division 2, here we come! The defenders left it! Coughlin on the far post! And the Pilgrims have a step in Division 2! It's Rochdale 1, Argyle 2!
And John Holley just looks to the air there. He knows that that was a bad defensive goal to give away. But frequently in this game, Argyle have tried to play the corner to the far post. It hasn't been fruitful up to now, with Matthew Jilt making the save. But on that occasion, it came through to the far post. And there was Graham Coughlin managing just to bundle the ball over from only 2 or 3 yards out. And really, Argyle shouldn't be denied now.
Chairman Paul Stapleton was leaping in the air as the ball went in. The Argyle fans are going crazy on the far side. We're looking at the watch. 9 minutes to go. The Pilgrims then 2-1 up.